It was a harrowing flight. A civilian C-130 cargo plane, which had just taken off from Santa Maria, developed hydraulic problems with its onboard systems and needed to make an emergency landing at Santa Barbara Airport. This is part of the conversation between Santa Barbara Airport's tower and the plane's pilot. The pilot tells the tower he'll need the entire length of the runway to land the four-engine prop plane safely.
Flemmy 1, Flemmy 2, roger. Update. You're now down to three engines with hydraulic failure.
Tower, 1219 Tango Golf. Looks like we're not going to have any flaps either, so we'll be a little fast and we'll be using the full length.
The plane was unable to deploy its landing gear, so the aircraft landed on its belly. Despite the problems, the pilot was able to set the aircraft down safely. The plane was heavily damaged, but the seven people on board were unhurt. The plane had been headed from the Central Coast to Arizona when the emergency occurred. Deanna Zacharyson is with Santa Barbara Airport.
It departed Santa Maria Airport and was headed to Mesa, Arizona. It appears that they took off and pretty quickly had some technical issues and tried for an emergency landing in Santa Barbara.
The plane is owned by a company called International Air Response. The company operates planes which can be used to drop dispersant on the ocean and other waterways to break up oil pollution from spills. Variations of the C-130 have been in service for decades, mainly with the military. The four-engine prop planes are cargo workhorses. Zacharyson says the plane caused some minor damage to the runway.
When this aircraft landed in Santa Barbara, it did careen off to one side of the runway before it came to rest in the grass. And in the process of that, it took out some of the runway lighting and some of the navigational signs that we typically find in an airport. But those are pretty easily repaired. They're designed to break off if they're hit, and then we just replace them pretty easily.
The airport was closed by the accident, which happened just after 10 Sunday night. It remained closed through the day Monday, with dozens of inbound and outbound airline flights being canceled.
This downed aircraft, as in any kind of an incident like this, needs to be thoroughly investigated. And in order to do that, the aircraft is left in place where it landed, and the federal authorities taking a look at the scene and working to try to determine what caused it.
The airport's main runway was reopened for commercial service just before 5 p.m. Monday. The damaged plane remained in the field Monday night about 500 feet south of the main runway. Two other runways, 15L and 15R, used by non-commercial flights, remain closed. The airport's Deanna Zacharyson says it's one of the biggest closures for the airport since 9/11, when all flights across the country were grounded.
This is a very unique situation. The last time that the airport had any kind of aircraft incident that was not just a small aircraft, single-engine aircraft, was way back in 2007, and that was a corporate jet that overran the runway. So that did not result in a big impact to passengers because it was off in the safety zone at the end of the runway. So this is the first time that anyone here can remember that we've had this kind of an impact from an incident.
National Transportation Safety Board and FAA investigators have been on the scene trying to determine exactly what caused the problems which led to the emergency landing. Lance Sirosco, KCLU News.